Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Lucas Hall. Hi, Lucas.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And you have my favorite title out of everybody I've ever interviewed or maybe come across in life. And that is Chief Landlordologist at Cozy. And Cozy is a company that provides free rental management software to landlords. You've been a landlord for over 10 years. You own 4 properties right now as we air this episode. And you're the founder of landlordology.com, which is a really cool and useful website for landlords. One of the things among many it has is tenant-landlord laws on in 40-plus states. So with that being said, Lucas, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more background on how you got to this point as Chief Landlordologist? You clearly had to make that up. And then what are you focused on now?
Sure. So I actually got started in real estate because I was trying to impress a girl, actually. I knew this girl that I would see once a week at an event, and I asked for 1 week. I said, hey, how's it going? You know, what did you do this week? And she kind of looked at me and smiled and said, well, I bought a house. And I thought, excuse me? You know, you're 24. You know, you're 24, you're single. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it just caught me off guard. And I said, well, what do you mean? What are you going to do? And she goes, well, I'm actually going to go find a bunch of friends on Craigslist, you know, friends that I don't know yet, and get them to live in the extra rooms. And I'm going to live there basically for free while they pay my mortgage. And I thought, wow, that's ingenious. You know, she's smart and pretty, right? So I did the next logical thing because I kind of had a crush on her. And I hired her sister, who was a real estate agent. And I said to her sister, go find me a bigger house in her neighborhood. I was so...
And find me a date with your sister.
That was the big plan, right? Yeah. So I was... I definitely had some courage. I don't know if I would have done that now. I was so ballsy. But basically, I did find a house in her neighborhood, and it was just about maybe 6 or 7 blocks away. And I did the exact same thing that she did. I found renters who were going to live in that house with me, and I was going to live basically for free while they pay my mortgage. And so the good news is that I did something right because we started dating, and now we've been married for about 6 years.
Oh, so, yay. Congrats. Yeah. I was gonna say, I mean, some welcome home flowers for your new home would have been much cheaper than a down payment, but turns out it worked out in both ways. So there you go, good strategy.
Yeah, there is no price to true love, right?
there kind of is in this case, but yeah,
hundreds of thousands of dollars. So that launched me on my my career to be a professional landlord. For many, many years, I was actually an IT consultant for the federal government. And then now I basically work at, like, as you said, for Cozy, which makes software for landlords. And I started along the way trying to figure out how to be a good landlord. And I was very flustered by the lack of resources that were dedicated to independent landlords and to teach people who had no idea what they were doing, you know, how to do it properly and effectively and efficiently. And so after I had, you know, about 6 years of landlording experience under my belt, and I had gotten it down to a science where it was easy and profitable, I just thought, you know, all of my friends are coming to me anyway as they buy properties and are asking questions. Why don't I just take this online? And so that's when I started landlordology.com, and I actually had a little bit of a web background. So I just said I could build this. I could build the best resource on the planet for landlords. And about a year and a half after I started that project, I was approached by the fine folks at Cozy, and they said, "Hey, we love what you're doing. We've been watching you, and we would love to acquire Landlordology and make it part of the Cozy portfolio." And Cozy had gotten its seed money from Google, so it had some pretty big backers, and they were really interested in just doing the same thing that I was, which was educating landlords, but they were doing it through software, and I was doing it through articles and tips and advice and guides and things like that. So, you know, our powers combined, we really are trying to just help landlords in the United States. And so that's what takes me where I am now, and I'm currently managing Landlordology and working with Cozy to develop the absolute best piece of software that landlords can use to collect rent and screen tenants, and, you know, use online applications to collect the information about tenants. So that's where I'm in right now.
Yeah, how'd you get all the tips when you were creating Landlordology.com? Where'd you get the content from?
Well, you know, I do a lot of reading, and so I was able to merge what I had read in, you know, all kinds of legal landlording books. You know, just Google it on, or go on Amazon and look up landlording, and I probably read all of that. And I take that, and then I put my spin on it, or I use life experience. And so, I mean, having been a landlord for about about 10 years, I've handled, you know, almost every situation I can think of, and I've learned lessons. And so through that, I was able to pull together short, useful tips or long, in-depth articles and research the things I didn't know.
So based on your experience, creating a website from scratch that helps landlords really navigate the, you know, the terrain of working with tenants and what they can say, what they can't say, what's legal, what's not legal in their state, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Oh, gosh. Wow. So if I was in an elevator with you and I had about 30 seconds, I'd probably tell you, if you wanted to be a landlord, the absolute best thing you could do is automate your processes. So be efficient, you know, find inexpensive processes to make things go smoother. For example, you know, instead of posting listings or getting someone else to do it for you, use tools like postlets.com, which is a fantastic little syndication tool where you create one ad and then it sends it to every single listing site on the planet. And that way you get out there, but you only did it once. Or use online applications instead of using paper applications. And, you know, my favorite is the one thing that I think has changed my life most drastically as a landlord is when I started collecting my rent online and I make it automated and mandatory. So I tell my tenants, you have to send me via this website, and you have to set it up automatically, and it's in the lease. So ever since I did that, probably about 5 years ago, I have not had a single late payment ever. So that was the biggest thing. So basically, just set up inexpensive processes that let you manage it yourself, and you know, let you free up your time so you can spend it with your family or go on vacation.
And Lucas, what are some other ways that you know of to automate that process?
Sure. So one of the best ways to automate the lease signing is through e-signatures or digitally signing leases. And two of my favorite tools are HelloSign.com and SignNow.com. And actually, like HelloSign better. It's, you get 3 signatures a month for free, and it integrates with Google Docs, which makes it really easy to store your documents, you know, in Google with you. So those are two amazing resources for e-signatures. I also like to, you know, I use Cozy personally for my own properties, but make sure you get something that lets you transfer that rent automatically. Cozy will do it, but sometimes even landlords who don't feel like putting all their stuff, you know, into one tool like Cozy, they'll actually just have their tenants set up, you know, their online banking account, and their bank will mail them a check. And so that's still dealing with personal checks, which is kind of old school, but at least it's coming from a bank, and at least it's getting sent automatically.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
Best ever book you've read?
Oh, man. That has got to be Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. And so he's a nationally syndicated radio talk show host about finance, and he invests in real estate and has a couple properties that I would love to be one of his tenants, actually, because he just seems to do it real well. But his main focus is finance, and it really changed the way I thought about finance, personal finance, not necessarily real estate finance. But Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, definitely worth checking out.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Wow. Personal growth experience. The thing I learned through real estate investing is that the borrower is truly slave to the lender. And I think that it's okay. In some cases, I have lots of mortgages and I don't feel like a slave to them. But at the end of the day, I would love to have those mortgages paid off, and I would love that deed, you know, to not be leaned. And I would love for me to be the sole, you know, financer of all of those properties. And that's something that I'm working towards, is to have those paid off and that all of that rent can go straight to my pocketbook.
Best ever success habit you practice?
As a landlord, I actually have two. I try to treat my tenants the way that I want to be treated. I mean, that's just the basic golden rule. But, you know, if they report that they have mice or they notice a pest or something, like I try not to wait and try to get on it within 24 hours, because that's what I'd expect. You know, some landlords like to wait a week or two or three, and then it just becomes, the tenant becomes bitter. But also the other best practice I have is that I try not to have any unsecured debt, and that comes from that Dave Ramsey book. You know, I try not to have any balance on my credit cards, you know, and I try to leverage the money so that I'm not paying Visa or MasterCard, but I'm instead reinvesting that into my properties or buying new ones.
Best ever deal you've done?
This one's my favorite, actually. The best ever deal I did was my very first property, the one that I bought because of that girl. So that property...
Well, it has sentimental value, I'm sure, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, I told my wife that we're probably... I would love to gut that house and renovate it to a T, and then move in when we're all like old and retired. And, you know, it's right next to a cool outdoor marketplace. So it would be fun. Yeah. Anyway, but that house is a 6-bedroom group house, and it's in a fantastic location. And so when I was living there, I was living practically for free as a tenant in my own house. But now that I'm out of there, it grosses, I think, close to $1,400 a month. Just on that one property. That's after everything is paid. So that for sure is my best investment so far.
What'd you buy it for, and what do you think it's worth now?
I bought it for $650, and it's worth close to $1 million. And that was back in 2005 when I bought it.
What type of financing did you put on it?
You know, at the time it was 100% down. So since then I've been able to pay off a significant chunk of it so that it's, you know, it's doing well. So, and it's in a low interest rate, which is awesome.
It was 100% down. So you put 100% down on it, or it was 0% down?
I'm sorry. 0% down, 100% finance.
Got it. I was like, well, that's not a good deal. I don't like that financing. Okay. That makes sense. Cool. Yep. Well, I really like the other. Oh, there's no way we can find that now.
No, you'll never see those loans again, ever.
Best ever quote.
Wow. My current, I fluctuate every year. I think I pick a new quote, but my current favorite quote is, "You are what you eat." And I think that is not just pertaining to food. Of course it is food, but you know, you are what you consume. So whatever you watch on TV or the people you hang out with or the jobs that you take. I think that they all change who you are. And I think if you watch trashy TV, you're going to kind of behave and think like that. So I think, pick good things to read and focus on fruitful things. And I think that's what you will become.
Yeah, I love that because it is true. Whatever we consume, whether it's media or food or relationships, you know, who we surround ourselves with, that's who we become. And I think it's incredibly important. It's such simple advice, but it's deep and profound the more you think about it. Even if you think about just one aspect of it, like food, you know, you eat well and you're going to perform better, you're going to have more energy and you're going to accomplish more things. And that's analogous to any type of thing that you take that approach for. What's the best ever place to reach you?
Well, I do manage landlordology.com, and that you can find me answering questions, non-legal questions there, and trying to help landlords be better. But also at Cozy, cozy.co is where I hang out too.
And I'm going to ask you one more question. What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
I have made a lot of mistakes, but I think that that's where I learned from. And the biggest mistake, if I could do it all over again, would be to keep more cash around. So I had that idea that, you know, I was young and naive, and I thought I could just spend everything that I had or reinvest it, I should say. And so I would literally take any money that I stored up and I would put it back into the properties or buy a new one. And looking back now, I should have set up an emergency fund for each one of those properties. And then once that was fully funded, which would be, you know, I was shooting for about 3 months worth of rent or mortgage payments just in the fund sitting around for them. Once that was funded, then I could use any excess and then try to expand my portfolio. So I was the epitome of, you know, an aggressive mutual fund instead of being a little more conservative. And so I definitely would have built an emergency fund first before reinvesting.
Well, thank you so much, Lucas, for sharing your advice with the best ever listeners and, you know, how to automate being a landlord as much as possible with a lot of different online tools. And thank you for your contribution to landlords and to the internet and helping it have quality content and being a place for landlords who are starting out or actually in the middle of things and seasoned, but just need some helpful advice. So much appreciated. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.